Welcome to People Power and Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our podcast, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, Ms. Yvonne O'Neill from the Episcopal Diocese of New York Task Force on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. Welcome. Good to have you here with us.
Thank you, Ms. Phillip. It's a pleasure to be here. I am really grateful that you've asked me to come today.
You're very welcome. So can you give us an overview of the organization and your role?
Yes. So the Episcopal Diocese of New York is one of 110 dioceses in the Episcopal Church, and the Episcopal Church is one of 65 provinces in the Anglican Communion, which is worldwide. So in the Episcopal Diocese of New York, we extend the three boroughs of New York, that is Manhattan, Staten Island, the Bronx, Westchester County, and we go on up all the way up to Sullivan and Orange counties. There are actually five dioceses in the state of New York, and the Diocese of New York is just one of them. And here we're sitting in Brooklyn. We're actually sitting in the Diocese of Long Island, which includes Long Island, Queens, and Brooklyn. So in the diocese, as you mentioned, I am a member of the Task Force on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. I am also a member of our Task Force Against Human Trafficking, as well as an elected member of our Standing Committee. And also I'm elected to the deputation from the diocese to the General Convention of the Episcopal Church, and next year our 81st General Convention takes place.
So can you share with us what inspired your organization to initiate a task force on domestic violence and sexual assault?
Well, as you know, gender-based violence is all around us. It's in every sphere of our universe. You cannot get away from gender-based violence. So one of our priests in the Diocese of New York, the Reverend Paul Feirstein, he works very closely, or worked. He was the executive director of Barrier Free Living, which was an organization that helped people with disabilities, the largest such organization that helped women with disabilities to get away from violent situations. And in speaking with the Bishop of New York, the Right Reverend Andrew Deechy, they decided that we should actually be doing something in the diocese about this. So I came aboard with him, as well as the person who's now the co-chair of the task force, the Reverend Dr. Victoria Jean Rollins. And since 2013, we have been working on this task force. And one of the things that we do is we try to educate lay leaders and clergy in the Diocese of New York how to deal with the issues of gender-based violence when somebody comes forward and says that, you know, they're having a situation in their life and they need help. Because you really need to know how to address these situations, because clergy can tend to make things better. And as an example, how do clergy make things better? Well, you know, when you get married, one of the things the church says is you should be married for life, and it's until death do us part. So what does that mean? Well, that means that if it's a woman in a situation where there's violence, she has to take it, and because she can't leave the marriage. And so the clergy have to learn that if a woman is in a situation where it's a matter of life and death, because that vow was made, God didn't intend for anybody to be in a situation where their life was at risk. So you have to be able to help them to get away from that situation. So it's very important how to be able to counsel people who are in these situations and save their lives.
Very good. So can you have an event coming up, the Race to End Child Marriage. Can you talk about, you know, that event, its goals, and just give a general overview?
Yes. So this event, it's called Gender-Based Violence Spotlight, the Race to End Child Marriage by 2030. It's taking place on November 30th. It's a webinar, And it's taken place during the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Now, the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence is a worldwide commemoration starting on November 25th, which is the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, and ending on day 16 on December 10th, which is International Human Rights Day. And in between, there are a number of other days for that are part of those 16 days. But one of the impetus for this was back in, I think it was in 1993 or so, when a group of women activists got together and they decided that something needed to be done. And then right after that, in 1995, actually took place the fourth World Conference on Women that took place in Beijing, which was a seminal moment in the world. And one of the things that came out of that Beijing conference was our then First Lady Hillary Clinton attended, and her words are very famous. She said that women's rights are human rights, and human rights are women's rights. And so we needed to take a look at the things that were happening to women, where their rights, their rights as human beings were being eroded, were not being taken into account. Because women, unfortunately, in this patriarchal society in which we live, mm-hmm. are seen as less than men. So, for instance, and we see that in the socialization of our children. When we have a boy and a girl, they are socialized differently. And in a lot of cultures around the world, the boy is given prevalence over the girl. So the boy is able to get an education, the girl isn't. So there are a number of factors working against women and girls. And so the 16 days of activism brings to the forefront that we should be doing something to end this incessant violence against women. So one of the things that we do in the task force is that every year during the 16 days for the last 5 years, since 2018 actually, we started having some kind of a program during the 16 days. Last year, our program was about the intersection of what does climate change have to do with gender-based violence, and it has to do a lot. For instance, what does climate change have to do with child marriage? It has to do a lot, and a lot of times we don't see these intersectionalities, but we need to take them into consideration. So I thought that it would be good for us to bring to the forefront the issue of child marriage, because here's the thing. When we talk about human trafficking, the average New Yorker, the average American will say, oh, that happens elsewhere. It doesn't happen here. Mm-hmm. You talk about child marriage and say, oh, that happens in India. That happens in Africa. It doesn't happen here. Well, here's the statistics. In 2017, there was not one of the 50 states that had laws against child marriage in the United States. And the first state to implement a law against child marriage was the state of Delaware in 2018, followed by the state of New Jersey. Then in 2020, Pennsylvania and Minnesota came on board, and in 2021, Rhode Island and New York. In 2022, Massachusetts, and this year, 2023, Vermont, Connecticut, and Michigan. So right now, there are 10 states since 2018 mm-hmm. that have implemented laws against child marriage. And I'm happy to say, of course, that New York is one of those. But here's the thing. We have 40 more states in which to work on. And the moderator of the panel, Frady Reese, has been instrumental in making this happen in the United States. And she herself was not a child bride. She was in a forced marriage at the age of 19, and she will talk about that in the webinar. So I want people to come to the webinar and really find out what's happening and what we can do, because one of the things that I look forward to doing with these webinars is to educate people so that they can take action to make changes. And not just action about child marriage, but action about ending the incessant gender-based violence that's prevalent in our society.
So speaking on the event mm-hmm. still, can you share with us some of the topics and panelists that attendees can look forward to?
Okay, well, I mentioned Frady, mm-hmm. who is actually, this is a coup on my part to have gotten her to be on the panel, and not only that, but to actually moderate, because she's excellent. She knows this as somebody who's out there in the trenches working to pass laws in the United States, and she also knows it as having been in a forced marriage. And at that webinar, people will learn the difference between of what's a forced marriage and what's child marriage. Mm-hmm. But of course, every child marriage is a forced marriage because no child has agency to say, I don't want to be married. And child marriage is for those, it's any age under 18. So at 18, you can have agency to say yes. You can vote, so you can have agency to say yes, I want to be married. No, I don't want to be married. So it's people, young women below the age of 18 who are married. And all those marriages are forced marriages. Also on the panel, we have, well, one of the things that I've done is I've asked Episcopal Relief and Development, which is an organization within the Episcopal Church that works around the world, mm-hmm. especially in areas of disaster, but also in trying to make the world a better place for people. So I invited Episcopal Relief and Development to come on board as our partner, and one of their associates, Ernest Kajust, will be speaking about what Episcopal Relief and Development is doing in the country of Liberia in terms of helping to end child marriage. Then we have Dr. Lupita Nath from she will be speaking. I'll tell you, she's at the University of the Incarnate Word in Texas, and she is also the head of the chair of the Department of History. And I invited her because I heard her speak at the United Nations on a panel during the Commission on the Status of Women, which takes place at the United Nations in March each year. And she was speaking about child marriage, and so I said, would you be on the panel? And she said she'd be happy to. And she's going to be talking about the work that she's been doing with a number of refugee women from different countries. I think Bangladesh is one of them that she'll be talking about. Then we have Navia Shah, who is from Too Young to Wed. And Too Young to Wed is an organization that I've known about because the person who started it, Stephanie Sinclair, has done a lot of articles, and also she's a photojournalist, and she's been around the world documenting child marriage around the world. I mean, there are times when you'd see four-year-old girls being married off to these older men. It's a terrible situation that takes place around the world. So Navia will be also talking about some work that she's been doing with Afghan women. And then we have Jose Roberto Luna from the United Nations Population Fund. And I am so excited because I always try to get somebody from an agency at the United Nations where they work on these issues around the world. And Jose Roberto, who is representing the UNFPA, the Population Fund, is going to talk about the work that the Population Fund does with UNICEF. As you know, UNICEF is at the forefront in trying to end any violence and any negativity that happens to children. So that will be exciting, and I know we will learn a lot, and they have a lot of great statistics, and they can talk about actual people on the ground that they have met who have been involved with this. Now, I just want to say something about child marriage in the United States. So if, let's say for instance, I'm 13 years old. I live in, not New York anymore, but let's say I live in Texas. And my parents signed an agreement to marry me off for whatever reason. And so I don't want to get married, but I don't have any voice. You have to do what your parents say. They go to the judge is in agreement. And I get married, I'm 13 years old, I'm married to a 30-year-old man. What happens the first night? I'm a little girl, I don't know what's gonna happen. And I don't want to do whatever he wants to do. Well, what happens? There's rape. The girls get raped. And it is a way for pedophiles to be able to marry girls, and now it's legal because he's the husband. So anyway, I'm 13 years old. After about a few months, I can't take this anymore. I run away, and I go to a domestic violence shelter. When I get there, they look at me. I'm 13. They turn me away. They cannot assist me because I'm an unaccompanied minor. So you see how this works? I'm an unaccompanied. I can be married and be raped by my husband because he's my husband. It's legal. But when I go to get help, I can't get help because I don't have agency. I am underage. They cannot take me in the shelter. So it's a very, very traumatic situation for a girl in that situation.
So how can one register for this event?
Okay, so to register for the event, you can go to the diocesan website, the Diocese of New York website, and that is www.diocesany.org. So it's diocesany.org. And right on the homepage, you will see a banner, and you can click on it, and it will take you to the registration page.
All right. So thank you so much, Ms. O'Neill, for providing us, you know, this perspective on this terrible situation that's been happening right here in the United States of America and, of course, around the world.
Around the world. Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure, and I really appreciate this opportunity because we'd like people to come out and learn about this. So one of the things that we also do is that we put this on the calendar of events for the 16 days activities of the city of New York. Mm-hmm. But so far, I haven't been able to do that because apparently the city hasn't put up the calendar yet. And we're less than 2 weeks away from the from November 25th, when actually is that next week?
Yeah, it's after.
Well, it's coming up soon. Yes, yeah. The 16 days start on the 25th of November.
People power and politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's people power and politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.